Today's special episode is brought to you by Starting Points, Operationally Curious Questions. Begin pre-event learning with our best-selling Operationally Curious Conversation Starters. Download the app at startingpoints.app or the App Store, and purchase card decks at www.startingpointcards.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at thehopnerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Howdy, everybody. Welcome to episode number one of our Christmas special, our Christmas extravaganza, featuring Avery Mae Goodman, our daughter, and Chief Fun Officer, the CFO of the Hop Nerd LLC. I think you're in for a real treat with this one. Part two will feature my husband, Jarrell, and these are just light and fun and just reflecting on the past nearly 400 episodes of the Hop Nerd Podcast, and of course, life and business and just everything else that we've got going on, and mostly how they put up with all of the above and everything else in between. I hope that you enjoy these episodes. Again, this is part number one featuring the CFO of the Hop Nerd LLC and our amazing and beautiful daughter, Avery Mae Goodman. Here we go. Yeah, he doesn't podcast.
I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, he's not a podcaster. It's weird.
He doesn't act natural.
Right. Daddy's been podcasting a long time. And then other than maybe putting on podcast voice a little bit, it's the same, right?
Yeah.
So if you listen to Daddy talking right now versus...
That's what I always think
Daddy
about.
Daddy talking earlier when we were hanging out at the antique store.
Yeah, that's what I always think about.
It's kind of the same, isn't it?
It's kind of the same. You just make it a little bit softer. More. It's not as just natural.
Yeah, it's
natural, but it still sounds like you. It's just that you're projecting it more.
You project more, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of so dad does a lot of events. You know what dad does for a living.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like when you get on a stage, right? And you're talking to people. You kind of have to talk a certain way. Yeah. You can be you, but you have to project more, you said. You have to really kind of hit a rhythm. There's a rhythm to the way that you talk. Just there's a rhythm to the way
that you talk attention when you're podcasting. To it.
Yeah. 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 And so that's a long way of saying that when your dad gets on a microphone, he immediately poops his pants and freaks out and doesn't know what to do.
I hope he listens to this.
He's going to. Well, he knows this. This is nothing that I wouldn't. Yeah, we him talk about it. Because when he gets on the podcast, he either gets very, very quiet, or he really starts talking loud when he shouldn't talk loud. He doesn't know how to.
He doesn't know how to control it, act natural on this. But
so I don't know if you know this, which I want to talk a little bit about the podcast because you've been involved in the podcast since day one.
Yep.
But
I remember this podcast when I was four and we were in the studio.
You were right three or four. Yeah. But everyone out there listening knows you. Pretty much everybody knows you because I share a bunch of stuff about you and your dad.
And just post photos.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's the best stuff, right? And they know you as your official title here at the Hop Nerd LLC Global Headquarters in Litchfield Park, Arizona. She's going to tongue you here in a second.
I know.
Did you eat something? She wants to smell your breath. She wants to know what you ate.
I ate mac and cheese.
What did you eat without me, Avery? That's what she said.
I'm probably going to put her down in a second. But
yeah, she's just hanging. She's having fun, aren't you, Lily?
Can she lay down?
No. She'll refuse to
lay down. Go in your spot.
She'll refuse to lay down.
She wants all the attention.
Most of it. That's fine. She's super cute. Look at her. Lily is the best dog ever, right? You're the best dog ever. Everybody out there knows you as your official title.
Yeah.
Do you know what your official title is? CFO? You know your stuff. You work here and you don't know what you do for a living? Chief?
Oh, fun officer.
Fun officer. Man, I'm going to have to put you on a performance improvement plan. Gosh, you don't even know what your job title is.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
And you want an office? I don't know what I'm going to do with you. So, yeah, I think to get back to that, and for folks out there listening, this is just going to be fun. We're just having a fun, rambly, long conversation as long as we feel like talking, huh?
Christmas, like, interview each other.
Well, yeah, I mean, it starts with family, it ends with family, and family all between, right? And that's, yeah. Daddy's very deliberate, as you know, about involving you, putting you smack dab in the middle of everything that we've got going on, whether it's work or fun or anything else in between, huh? So do you remember? You remember when Dad started the podcast?
Yeah, I do.
What?
I was little.
You were really little, right? We were living in downtown Phoenix.
Yeah.
This has been years ago now. At this
I remember
point.
When we lived at the rental house, and that you had that whole room, and it was black tarp, and like
that was after though.
I know that was after, but it was so. It just still feels so long
That's
ago.
That's when we decided to get the heck out of downtown, huh, and move out into the country a little bit. Rented a house for
downtown
so
was fun, but it's also kind of scary sometimes because it's so sketchy. Yeah, I love downtown. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, downtown Phoenix.
There's good parts and there's bad parts.
Yeah, that's any city, right? Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, that's anywhere you live, really.
That's just the bad part.
Yeah. Well, we lived in a cool part of town. We lived in like cool the hipster part of town. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We lived in the hipster part of town, but it was
that weird little restaurant in front of.
That was the best restaurant.
I know,
right?
What was it called? It's weird, but it was good.
Oh, what was that place called?
I forgot what
it was
called.
Thai food. It was Thai
it
food.
Was really it was really good.
It was literally, if you stared out our window, right across the street was a Thai restaurant.
We would
walk
to it all the time.
Yeah, it was super
right
good.
Across our street. Like, so this is us, and this is it. Just the main street?
Yeah, just like a street. Yeah, we lived on...
It was a street across.
Yeah, we lived right on the corner of the block. And on the block right across from us was the Thai restaurant. And then there was a bunch of stuff down there, huh?
Yeah, there was.
There was a cool diner around the corner.
Little shop there over there, too.
Yeah, there was some type of like art installation there for a while. There was a restaurant down there, too, in that thing. Yeah. Yeah, but I guess kind of back to what we're talking about. Like, that's where the podcast started. Well, technically, I don't know if you know this. The podcast officially started in Dad's car on my phone. I recorded the first episode ever on my phone.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, on my phone. Remember, Daddy would get up super early,
yeah,
like hours before the sun would come up and drive to work. And then I was sitting there in the parking lot where I work at a power plant.
I remember you did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when you were
when I was home.
Because you started the podcast when you were... working still.
I was working for a company, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I started the podcast, the first episode I recorded in my car. And then Daddy has been around music and stuff like his whole life, right? Mm-hmm. So then I had microphones and stuff like that that were just collecting dust. And then I eventually dug those out.
Like old microphones.
Kind of rigged something together. And then in our little townhouse that we lived in, which that was a cool place, huh? That was a cool
house. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was a cool place.
I liked it.
Yeah, super like modern.
I hated the steel stairs.
Yeah, it was very like industrial, rusty steel wood.
I'd cut the back of my heels on them.
Yeah, yeah, it was it was not very forgiving if you made a weird step, huh? Because the counter in the kitchen was a steel beam.
And we'd have to vacuum Leah's hair off of.
Yeah, Leah's one of our other dogs. Yeah.
Our big. She's like a German Shepherd and Malinois mix. Mm-hmm.
She's basically a dandelion, right? You blow on her, and the hair just kind of
goes.
But it started there. You remember that, and then so there was a little corner. If you remember, in that townhouse.
Yeah, like underneath the stairs.
No, above the stairs. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah yeah yeah. So if you underneath the stairs is where we just kind of shoved all the musical instruments.
I remember, wasn't
that we never
it
played.
That table that was there? Or was
no.
it? It was a red one, right?
No, remember that.
Oh, because the red one was down.
It was where it's where my fish lived that your dad killed when I had to go to Vegas for business. Yeah, you ever fed my fish and killed it?
No, we weren't going to Vegas. We were going to Flagstaff.
You sure? Because I was in Vegas.
No, you were going to Flagstaff.
Oh, I was on another work trip. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I thought I was in Vegas.
Drell was feeding it when we were going to go, and he fed too much.
Oh, That fish.
And she just ate all of it, and
I'm totally going.
She was so pretty.
I've never had a personality. Fish, yeah, that I loved. She but had a so it was at the top of the stairs, and I promise I'll get back to the podcast here in a second. But if you walked up the stairs, so you parked in the garage was the first level of the house. No living in the garage, right? There's yeah. nothing down there.
So there's a first level with the garage and then a little like
entryway,
but it's just a little box with stairs.
Yeah, you go straight up the stairs. So as soon as you come up the stairs into the living room, that was like a living room, kitchen, just open room, open floor plan. And right at the top of the stairs, there's like a red cabinet, and the fish lived right there.
Yeah, because there's a box in front
of it. And it was so weird. Every time I would come in, it's like she would see me, and then she would start like spinning and doing like flips and going crazy. Then I remember we came back from that trip, and she was just white side up, belly up.
It's really sad.
Yeah, I've never loved a fish like I loved that fish. That was cool. she was a cool fish. Yeah, and a she gift. Really like was. I didn't buy her. Like your aunt Angie.
She bought.
Yeah, she gave me that fish because they were moving. They lived here for a while.
And so it was her fish.
And she didn't want to move.
I see they were why moving. The fish had a personality.
Yeah, you know, they were moving back across the country, and she's like, "Here's a fish," and I'm like, "Oh, great, a fish!" And then the fish was the coolest. Yeah. It was like the coolest fish ever. Yeah. But so if you went through that room and then there was another set of stairs that went up into
steel
like the
stairs
third floor,
that
right?
Time.
Technically the third level of this house. And there's Avery's bedroom and a bathroom and then a master bedroom and a master bath, right? Just kind of normal, like kind of row house type thing.
Yeah.
You know, and
so we didn't have any space for an office.
Yeah, there was no office space, nothing like that.
It was kind of cramped.
So your dad bought me a stand, one of those standing desks, remember?
Yeah.
It's still in the garage here. We use it for painting and stuff. Yeah. And I shoved it in the corner there. Anybody that's been hanging around for a minute and you remember some of the original videos, if you look back at those, that's where those videos were shot at. You'll see there's like a little window and some books shoved in the corner. Yep. And like that was the original thing.
That's where the OG Easter Bunny came in.
Yep. That was it. And so I sat there and I recorded podcasts. I remember, Daddy's friend Ian. Ian came over. We sat up there in that little corner and recorded a podcast. I recorded some of the original podcasts there. And then
some
eventually.
Of this was new news to me.
Yeah. You were kind of,
I was really little.
You were like four. Yeah. It's been a minute ago. You're 10 now. So it's been a minute ago. The podcast has been going for a second.
6 years ago.
I'll tell you something that's going to blow your mind. We're almost at 400 episodes.
That's a lot.
That's crazy, huh? Pull your mic in just a little bit.
I know. Put it out for a second because
I just pull it out when I cough.
I was rubbing my lips.
When I cough. Everybody knows. I'm totally transparent with everybody out there listening. You know, I've had the crud for a minute. Avery gave me the crud. And so if I have to hack and cough, I don't feel like editing. So I try to move the mic away when I can or when I grab a nice bit of water here, you know.
I had the flu a couple of days ago.
Yeah, you come home with a bit of a sore throat or something. Remember, you didn't want to go to school in there?
I had a sore throat. I was coughing and like my head really hurt. Yeah. I was like really dizzy. That's it.
Yeah, and then 2 days later, I couldn't breathe. Like Avery was fine for a while, and then she got it again.
And then after that, that's when I got the flu and I was really hot.
Yeah. I hate to say this word, but I think I might have had COVID.
My brother's sick now.
Yeah, I think you might have gave me COVID. And the only reason why I say that, I took a COVID test. And the only reason why I did is because we still have a closet full of them from the pandemic. Because Jarell is a nurse, obviously. But I had like a solid hour where I couldn't smell anything. Like nothing.
I know. Me too.
And then it came back. It just came right back within like maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour. Yeah. But that's where the podcast started. And then we moved into the studio. The studio was cool, huh?
Studio was really cool. I had my own little desk with like a bunch of cool kind of crafts.
Me and you hung out a bunch there.
Yeah.
Because
Jarell was at work a lot.
Yeah, your dad was doing nurse stuff middle of the pandemic. Shout out. Yeah. Not to rant too much, but we've suddenly forgotten nowadays that they're everybody's heroes. They still are. Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah.
They're doing the Lord's work out there, so don't forget that. How quickly we forget,
right? He's on a night shift right now.
Yeah, he's working through the middle of the night and going to do the same thing tomorrow because that's what they do. He's a leader. He works as an executive leader in healthcare, and he's still out there in the middle of the night. That's huge. My hat is off. Because I can't wear it with headphones, but hats off. Hats off to those folks. But we moved in the studio. You had a desk. Your dad had a desk. It was a cool spot.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That was a neat place.
Lily was like this big.
Lily. That's when we got Lily.
She was. Oh.
She was teeny tiny, Lily. You were small, man. Yeah, but you had a SpongeBob bed. It was a pineapple. Yeah, it was a pineapple.
You refused to use
under
it.
Under the sea, yeah.
And then you tried it.
Yeah, and then we moved out here, as you mentioned, the rental house we lived in.
Yeah.
Blacked it all out and made it look like the studio downtown. You'd never know the difference. It was weird, huh?
Yeah, you wouldn't. It was next to my school.
Yeah, and then we moved in here because we, once we moved out this way, it was hard to keep driving an hour to downtown. Yeah, I couldn't do that, so we had to let that
go. My mom did that for a while.
I don't know, yeah. And then we moved out here, though. Yeah, we moved out here.
Because I went to school downtown.
Yeah, you went to school downtown.
I couldn't do kindergarten separate.
Yeah. Yep. And so you've been in school. That was a cool little history of the podcast, though. I mean, that kind of leads us to where we're at now.
Little history, back up really quick, like context really quick.
Yeah, and now we're at almost 400 episodes, man.
Crazy.
That's crazy, huh? And you've been on more than a few of them.
I've been on, like, I think this is my third or fourth one.
At least, yeah. I used to do this thing called a hop minute.
Yeah, I remember.
And you recorded the intro to that. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I'm doing starting points now, you know, from the cards.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
And
people probably
now?
Can't see behind me, but there's a painting of the starting points app.
You want me to grab it?
Or? No, it's fine. It's back behind me. That we made the Bob Ross video.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, yeah. We did the Bob Ross painting video.
Yeah.
You watched the painting video. Yeah. That was pretty good.
The voice.
And the voice that's out there now. Yeah, we've been making a bunch of fun videos. Avery was just in one of the videos, back to including you and
did
basically
everything. Did you post
everything
it yet?
Yeah, it's out there.
I didn't even watch it.
Yeah. It's just a quick one. I made it fast.
It's I'm the tattoo guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one person. He's Daryl.
Safety man Daryl. Yeah.
Safety man Daryl.
Yep.
Getting a tattoo.
That says safety for life. Because that's the only tattoo Daryl would get.
I like the first episode.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You've been right here with Daddy doing this stuff for a minute.
Yep.
And your dad gets involved in it a little bit, but he's super busy. He just kind of leaves me up to my own thing. He's like, you got my little Buddha guy?
I'm petting
him. My little mini Buddha?
Like
yeah. He's supposed to rub his belly for luck. There you go. What's your favorite thing? Like, what's the funnest thing that we do with Daddy's work? What do you think?
I think it's what are those called? Wait, give me a second. It's the potato guy. What are those
called?
Oh,
with the workshop?
Yeah, the workshop.
Yeah.
And I also get to make the stuff. Like, I made all the potato guy stuff.
Yeah, Avery helped me with the, so I use Mr. Potato Head a lot in workshops.
I did it.
Yeah, what I mean is you labeled them. Yeah, you helped me put them together. I use all the stuff, right? So anything that's like cool that we can use in a workshop, we try our best to. Potato heads, fidget toys.
Yeah.
Play-Doh.
Some of those.
Index cards. Gigantic Jenga blocks. I like using the big ones when I can.
You use a lot of Jenga blocks.
I have every variation of Jenga blocks from miniature. There's a miniature right there with a piece of pretzel
That's
on
mine.
Top of it that you put there.
Yeah. A pizza pretzel. Don't think it's weird. A piece of a pretzel.
Yep, don't knock it down.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, it's been there for two years.
It's white already.
I know, because it's been there for 2 years.
It's
people
not
are
gross.
Wondering
it's
about
dry. It's dry food.
What's on the shelf. Yeah, but yeah, so I just did that.
Oh, and my crystal box.
Oh, yeah. And
I need
box
to add mine
crystals.
From today in there.
Yeah, those are, you got a grab bag of crystals. Yeah, we keep those in here for
armadillo.
Good crystal
I need to put
look,
them
I guess.
In there today.
Yeah, but you helped me because we did Miss Potato Head for the Las Vegas workshop that I did with my cool friend Steve and Scott,
yeah.
Remember? And so I was pulling these together because I hadn't used them in a while, so... I'm really bad when I don't do something for a minute. I just kind of throw stuff away because I have like in our garage over there somewhere. We have a bunch of shelves.
You have
but
a big stack of one.
I have like a little space. It's like the hot nerd shelf for stuff like this. So it's like office supplies. So if you imagine in your normal office where you have like your supply
it's like
closet.
A little,
yeah.
It's like a little shop of like there's notepads.
There's merch.
And merch. And
stickers and business cards and printed stuff and manuals and yeah.
And like. Binders and sticky notes.
And all the stuff that you use. So just imagine your supply closet at work, but shrink it down to one tiny shelf cubby. So when I'm like, I'm not going to use this for a couple months, I throw it away. And then I just, because potato heads are like $3 or something on Amazon. So I just bought them. So I hadn't used them in a minute. I'd been in a Jenga block mood, I guess, or a fidget spinner mood. And so we bought them, we put them together, and I won't give too much of the workshop away, but you have to label them and you have to like label the parts. And so Avery did all of that. Right? She did all of that.
Me and Jarrell.
Yeah, you and Jarrell.
He didn't do most of it.
I think Justine.
I did.
I think Justine.
Justine did a lot of it with me. Yeah, more than Jarrell did.
Yeah, she helped a little bit too. But then it was funny because I didn't realize until, well, I think I might have noticed, but I forgot about it. Until like I'm middle
one
of the...
One was messed up.
Well, it wasn't that one. I'm in the middle of a workshop. I don't even know if it was Vegas that we noticed. I did like five or six other workshops after Vegas. These like two-day... hop and operational learning teams things that daddy does.
I
want to
know what's wrong.
Yeah. Well, this is called suspense. Kind of build up to it. Yeah. And somebody's like, it's like they started laughing at one table and I went over and looked and it was that in the back of a Mr. Potato Head, the flap, there's like a flap that flaps down, right? And you can put the parts of the potato head inside the potato head. And there's a hole in that for some reason, I guess, so you can add parts to it, you know? And,
is this about the...
And Avery had drawn what? What did you draw on the hole on the back of the Mr. Potato Head?
What are those things called? The plushie? Fugglers?
Yeah, but what is it? What did you draw on the back of the Mr. Potato Head?
It's the button, but...
She drew a butthole. Which it is in the right place. I'm assuming that the anatomy of a Mr. Potato Head is very similar to the anatomy of a human. So it is anatomically correct. And she just added some detail to it. And they thought it was funny. What? Not funny? Oh, geez. That was, it made...
Drew might have done that one. I don't know.
It looked like something you drew. It looked like you, which is fine. They thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious, too. I just kind of forgot that you guys had drew a butthole on one of the potato heads.
On three of them.
On three of them. Yeah, I was bummed because I wanted you to be able to go to the Las Vegas workshop with us.
I know, that one seemed fun.
It didn't quite work out, did it? I think we're going to do more, though. I think we're doing more.
What
do you want to do?
What if you ask me like five questions and then I ask you five questions?
Let's do that. I think that's a good way to maybe end
the like
podcast.
Get it.
Because
calm down.
I set the recorder over there and I'm worried that it's going to run out of space. I don't know how much is on that
card.
You
should go check it.
Nah, I don't want to edit it out, so we'll just keep going until it stops.
Okay.
You want to start?
No, I want you to start.
Okay.
And I got good questions. 5 or 10?
Well, let's just do 5 because that's 10 total. That's a lot of questions. And Daddy is long-winded, as everybody knows. I will go forever. Let me ask you this one to start with. What has been your favorite thing that you've done in school so far this year? Tell everybody out there what grade you're in first.
4th grade.
4th. She's getting ready to go into 5th next year, and then she'll be
in middle school. Close for some reason. It's already almost 2025.
Yeah, in like a couple days. Like not that far away.
Okay.
So
my favorite thing I did in school from now
this year,
this year, like right till up to now is probably, okay. So my school hosts a lot of events. Mm. So I liked my science fair. Because that was, like, a long project. We had to decorate a trifold board. We had, like, I made mine. I had a group. It was me, my friends Mia and Caitlin. That was our group, and we would take turns taking it home, doing it. And ours was, how did the organisms survive in the Grand Canyon 600 million years ago?
People, if you follow me on LinkedIn, I posted about your thing because it was cool.
Did you post a picture of it?
I don't think I posted a picture. I don't remember the picture I used, but I did.
There's
post
a picture
about
of me and my friends having it, like it standing in front of it, or
it
just
was
me.
Cool.
It could have just been me standing in front of it.
Yeah, it was cool though.
But
okay,
that was cool.
That was question number one. That was your favorite thing.
Also, I liked their winter fair.
Yeah, that was cool, huh?
Christmas fair, winter fair. Winter Carnival, that's what it was called.
Winter Carnival.
And they had a bunch of rides there.
Oh, no, you're talking about the carnival. Yeah. I was thinking about your winter concert. Yeah, yeah, no, that was cool.
I liked that one because we sang Ang Pasko Ay Sumapit.
Yeah.
Which is a Tagalog song, Filipino song.
Yeah, Christmas song. It was cool. You guys were really good. Yeah. Your dad loved that.
About the carnival. There were so many, they had so many rides, and they had, like, this giant inflatable slide that was, like, it was over 6 feet tall. It was tall. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to go down that because they wanted to leave.
The lines are so long. Oh.
I was in a line for 2 hours with my friends.
Yeah, we were there for, like, 8 hours. You rode, like, two things.
I rode...
Three.
Three, and I rode one, like, six times.
Your dad stood in line to get a hot dog for, like, 2 hours. Like, it was the worst
ever. Yeah, that's still... So, they were in line for 2 hours for hot dogs and stuff, and I was in line for 2 hours for this ride that everyone thought was so fun. It's like a bucket with two seats, and then it goes down like this for your feet. There's, like, a steering thing in the middle, and you spin yourself the whole time, but you go, like... So, this is the middle, and you're, like...
Yep.
And while you're spinning like this, you're also spinning like this.
Yeah, that's instant puke city for me. That's not going to happen.
My friend's sister puked.
Yep. Sounds about right. Okay, second question, because we got to get through them. You ready?
Come on.
What's your favorite books that you've read this year?
Hatchet.
What's that about?
It's Hatchet by, I think his name is Gary Paulson. Mm. And it's about a kid, So this kid is 14. He just got a hatchet from his mom because his mom gave him that for his birthday. So then he went on a plane to fly. So his name's Brian. He's 14. Remember that. He went on a plane to, like, it's like a private plane, kind of. Like
plane. This is like the survival book, right?
Yeah, the survival book. I'll make it quick because it's a really long story.
Don't give the book away because people might want to read it.
I won't give it away. I'll just say, like, some of the things so I can tell you about it. So, and he's flying, and his plane crashes, and then So, he's flying on a small plane with one captain and to Canada to see his dad, because he was at his mom. So then, his pilot... he was almost there, and his pilot had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. His plane, he noticed because it was all getting jerky and stuff, so he didn't know what to do. He was freaking out, and then he decided to try and drive it after a while, like a while of him going off course, because when the pilot had a heart attack, he like jerked the plane.
Yeah, there goes Lily.
Lily.
Barking and stuff.
Justine might be back. No, it's been an hour since she left.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, she's watching a movie, so I don't know. Might be back.
Okay, so the book is survival, plane crashes, and all that stuff.
Just a lot happens, like a tornado happens. He almost gets attacked by a bear. He gets attacked by a moose. His skin fries. He tries to make fire. Just all that good stuff. And then a guy finds out that he flew over him 10 days ago and comes back and rescues him.
Pretty cool. All right.
I want to say one more book. I won't tell you what it's about, though. It is called... if I remember, I'll tell you later.
Is it the dog one or the cat one you talked about?
Yes. Love That Dog by... I forgot who is it by. But it's about this kid and his dog and, like... Go read Google, ask Meta.
There's Love That Dog, Hate That Cat. Like
Hate That Cat, Meta. Love That Dog. Ask Meta what that book is about because I'm not going to explain it.
Those are on your to-buy list.
Or Google, yeah.
I'm going to stick with three questions because we're taking a minute, yeah?
Yeah. For you, if I can hurry it up, I'll do five. But
yeah, no, trust me. Daddy talks a long time. You'll be lucky to get through one. last thing. What are you most... thankful for, since the year's almost over, what are you most thankful for of the year 2024?
The year 2024.
Well, geez, come on. You got to elaborate a little bit. This is a podcast after all. Come on.
But it's true.
We'll go through that a little bit. What's been awesome about 2024?
all my friends. You.
No, I was hoping I would make the top 10. Lord, your dad. True. Your pets.
Lily.
I like your thing.
Oh, my cat. I got
your
a cat.
Cat. She's got a cat.
she's been refusing to use the bathroom.
Yeah, because we bought a new litter box.
Yeah. Electric one. She won't use it.
Because I cannot stand cats and litter boxes.
You love her.
No. Sorry, anybody out there that likes cats.
You loved her.
Yeah, I'll pet her. I'm not mean to her.
You always love on her.
I'm not mean to her.
Oh, yeah,
I just don't want anything to do with it. There goes the dogs howling.
Yeah.
Which means we're getting towards the end, everybody, of our...
That means
part one of
our
Christmas extravaganza. But no, so yeah, I really liked what you wrote on your Christmas tree thing at school.
I've done so much things on... I've done so many things in 2024, it's hard.
Yeah.
And I love...
We drag all you all over the country and traveling and just cool stuff. You had a birthday. Your birthday was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like all those different things.
I'm forgetting about all that stuff
but
for
I,
some reason.
I really liked what you put on your thing at school. Kind of what I'm getting at is the... what'd you write on your little heart Christmas tree at school?
I don't remember exactly.
It was like the purest, like, thankful little note. Because what they did is it looks like you guys made a Christmas tree. But they're kind of like little hearts
right? So the Christmas tree is hanging from the projector because my school doesn't use TVs. They use projectors. So it's hanging and it's light. It's going do, 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 do. And then on the other side, do, 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 do. Kind of like 3D. And on there, we made these like reindeer crafts out of yarn and the sticks.
It's cool, yeah.
And we wrapped them around it and had like antlers and eyes and nose. And we also made... heart things, so they're like hearts, but they're cut out of paper, and we wrote on them what we're most thankful for. A lot of people did two for some reason, when they were told to share the second one. That's why I only did one, but...
And you never shared one with me?
No, like shared one with another person, to get the heart. Okay, so, and I wrote, I don't remember it off the top of my head. But I wrote something like, I'm grateful for my friends and I'm grateful for my parents and that I have a house over my head.
Yeah, like that's what really stood out to me. I shared it with your mommy, which is, those that don't know, that's what you call one of your grandmas. She's been mamu. She's mamu to everybody. That's my mom. She's mamu to everybody, whether you're her kid or not, or related to her or not. If you're ever in southwestern Virginia and you see a lady named mamu, she will adopt you. Like, that's just letting you know. If you need a meal... She'll
make you chicken and dumplings.
Yeah, she'll make you legit chicken and dumplings.
They're amazing.
Legit biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, and legit cabbage rolls.
They're really good.
Like all that
pinwheels
stuff.
Pinwheels and like...
But me and her were just talking sandwiches. About how cool it was what you wrote. And so many people in
we
your class were...
her earlier.
Yeah, so many people in your class were like the neatest things because it wasn't... There was nothing in there about like stuff... There wasn't really anything in there, but like, oh, I got a cool new video game or I got a phone. Like, there wasn't stuff like that. Like, you basically wrote that you're thankful for like
thankful
your family
for life.
And your friends. And what I really liked is you're thankful that you're loved.
Yeah.
And that you have a roof over your head. That was really cool. I think that's a great way to sum up 2024. That's how Daddy feels. Every single day.
We need a...
Okay, it's your turn. Ask me questions. I asked you three. I'm sorry. I'm just proud of you. It's stinking cool, man.
Okay.
I feel like we're raising a pretty good kid over here.
I think I should ask you what's your... You probably won't have an answer to this.
Probably not.
What's your favorite item on your shelves? On those one and this one?
That's really tough. So
one on that one and one on this one.
Daddy's been doing this podcast called... the sideshow, and I've been doing this thing, and I do it just sporadically. Sorry, friends, I haven't released one in like 2 months. I'm going to do one soon. It's on my list of things to do. But so I do What's on the Shelf, and I talk about stuff that's on the shelf. So if you're not listening to the sideshow, you should check it out. But I don't know. There's so many things in here that are super duper important because most of the things in here.
Better say what I'm thinking about.
Probably not. But there's so many things in here that are so important to me. It's mostly pictures. So hold on, let me do this. You ready? Most of them are things that Avery has made. There are pictures of me and my dad when I was teeny tiny, like
it's
here.
Cute.
Pictures of us on vacation with
and
our family
hunting.
And hunting with my dad.
That was
dad.
Not when you were little. That was when I was little.
Yeah, there's those. There's just so much stuff in here. But the things that really stand out to me, I'm going to cheat a little bit and just give you a few. The little trophy that you made me, the number one dad trophy.
You can name two from this one and two from that
one. That's huge. So I kept that in my office at my normal job forever.
One on that one. Name one
and
on
I'm
that one.
Very protective of that little trophy because I love it. You made that, I think,
it's
when you were
breaking
in,
all the paint.
Yeah, styrofoam. It's just peeling
2018.
Off
it's from 2018.
No one's allowed to touch it. Like, that's it. Like, even Avery, I shoo her away from it.
Do you even see how the what's that called?
The little pipe cleaners?
Pipe cleaner?
Yeah.
You see how worn down it is?
I know.
Like, the handle part is
You did
teeny,
that in pre-K,
tiny.
Right?
Yeah.
That was in pre-K.
2018.
I think, as far as, like, other, like, super-duper meaningful things, there's two things here that are super important to me. There's a helmet up there, a mining helmet that was my dad's, and then his retirement ring is sitting on top of this book over here. See it right there?
Oh, yeah. That's his?
Yeah, that's his. My dad died back in 2008, and I've had those since then. And, yeah, those are super important because me and my dad were super, super tight. And so anytime daddy's, like, getting, like, ready, like, especially for, like, a big, like, if I'm doing, like, a really, 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 really big event, and daddy does some of these events where there's sometimes every now and again, there's like a few thousand people there. And believe it or not, folks, like I get freaking nervous too. Like it's you get a little nervous and I'm prepping, you know, like you're kind of doing those dry run things, just kind of prepping. I always put that ring on and I just like sit there and I think about my dad and you know, it's just a cool little moment where I'm like, he would think this is so cool. Like he would think that this is the coolest thing ever. So those two things are super important to me, but most of it's just stuff from you. Like all the things that you've got me, little gifts, you know, little things like that. Those are all the things that
your Funko, you know,
the Funko. Yeah. Those aren't all like the Funko and stuff's not all that super crazy important. I've
it's
got stuff
cool,
from
though.
Like people that I work with.
Like
and,
my gummy bear.
Yeah, and books and just different things
can
that I'm
they
proud
see
of.
Oh, no, I don't think they can see
but
it. The gummy bear, the
most
orange.
Of the things that are like the most important are these little things that you've made and just like little things like that. Those are certainly the most important things I've got.
The Avery.
And I love, which is not, this is not like sentimental at all, but I absolutely love it. My two signed hats. I like those two signed hats a lot.
It's
because
the one that Guy Fieri. It's the Downtown Flavortown.
Yeah, one of them's Guy Fieri, and the other one's Shooter Jennings. And so those are super
signed.
Duper cool. Yeah, those are super duper cool. The Shooter Jennings is far older. I think I've got that signed by Shooter in like 2006, 2005, somewhere like that. Yeah, it's just all kinds of stuff. Everything Daddy loves, he just puts in here. I mean, that's just. Some of it's because your dad won't let me put this stuff anywhere else in the house.
He will not.
No, he doesn't like my eclectic style. Okay, what else? Oh, now you're bleeding. We just lost our zero injury streak. I should have bought that sign earlier, huh? The days since sign. We could mark it to zero and make you feel bad because now you're bleeding. All right, what's your other question? That was one question. Was that one? That was one, yeah.
Another question, yeah. Ew, it's all over my fingernail. It's like my hangnail's bleeding. Look, it goes.
Just put pressure on it.
Well, it's bleeding.
Just squeeze it. It won't bleed. Like, yeah, you got to actually squeeze it. There you go. Okay, ask another question.
This is a weird question, I think. No,
okay.
I'm not going to ask that
okay,
one. I'll tell you what it was, but I'm not going to ask it. What was your favorite microphone to use?
No, that one probably.
Oh, that one? Really?
Yeah. So that, they can't see it. It's off camera. I've got two of these Shure microphones.
It's like
here.
A big one without the cover on it.
Yeah. The one is the SM7B that everybody remembers from the original podcast, the first few hundred episodes. And then, it's a great mic and we use it a bunch. I use it to record other stuff. So anybody listen to like the Safety Man song and stuff like that, I use that a bit. And I still have it here. I still use it, but I got the other Shure, the
Safety
one that's like the
Man.
USB one. That's pretty good, huh? I got the other Shure that's just the direct USB because I didn't want to like fiddle with it. Just, I was trying to just make my workflow easier and it makes it a lot easier because I don't have like audio interfaces
that
and all that
as
stuff.
One question?
No, you can ask away. You can ask a couple more.
Okay. So out of all of our decorations in our house, mm-hmm. what's your favorite one that we have? It can involve furniture.
Yeah.
I think you're going to say the couch.
Yeah, we're very like, me and your dad both, like when we bought this house, we were like, because we had gone through like moving and living in townhouses and living
by
in apartments.
Way, our couch is dark blue and
it's like
velvet.
It's like an interesting blue color. Yeah. It's not like dark blue. It's almost like
it's
a greenish
pretty.
Blue kind of aqua
it's dark,
color.
And it's velvet.
Didn't think I'd love it, but I absolutely love it. And when you're listening to this, you're going to be like, oh, that sounds weird. But when you see it, like, it's super cool.
We'll take a photo of it and we'll
maybe. Yeah, but.
It drills washing everything on it.
Well, so. That's because all of our family, California family, is coming to visit. Coming. So your dad gets freaked out.
He makes sure the house doesn't have a single piece of dirt in it.
Which is okay.
He freaks out.
But, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, oh, if you don't like my dirt, you know, you don't have to like me. That's fine. Because nobody cares. Nobody cares about your dirt. There you go. But no, we were very deliberate when we moved out here. We bought this house because
I'm
of kind of what I was saying is we'd spent a whole bunch of time moving all around and living in little apartments and lofts. And as you do, right, as you do until you kind of figure out where you want to live. And we did that for a number of years. And we basically lived off of luxurious IKEA furniture and anything that we could put together because there were many steps involved. And yeah, it was just tight spaces. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. IKEA is the bomb. Like if you don't like IKEA,
I love IKEA.
Yeah. But it's not like
the next thing IKEA needs to add is food.
They do have food. Yeah, of course they have food. Remember we go to their thing, their cafeteria.
Oh yeah.
And then I buy the frozen, meatballs.
See,
I forgot about
that.
They have the little market down on the bottom and buy all the stuff to bring home. Yeah. 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 We do that.
That's what I don't know why.
We need to take an IKEA trip. I like their little plates where you get the meatballs and the, yeah, delicious. But so when we moved into this house, what I was going to say is so the couch we're super proud of because it's not like super duper fancy pants couch, but we did like we customized it.
It's really fancy.
It's huge. Like it's a big couch. And we'd been living off of, since you were three, we basically had the same couch and it was an IKEA couch.
Yeah. I know.
And it was not like any fancy IKEA couch. It was like, no, I've got to say though, that couch.
That lasted.
It lasted. It survived
but
the dogs.
But every second
you
got on it, it felt like it was going to break.
Well, we had worn holes in it. Like one of the legs broke off it. We had a dumbbell under one end of it, holding it up. Like it got bad. And then, so when we moved here, we're like, we're buying a couch and we bought tables. We bought.
But that was a well-loved couch.
Yeah. It worked good. I got to say that couch. I mean, it stood the test of time. I think probably as far as like actual
messing up your mic.
Yeah, no, I had to move it. I think I like there's a picture hanging in her bed which is a gigantic like cloth tapestry framed.
Which one?
The big Buddha.
Oh.
One that's in there. Yeah. Like I love that one.
The one behind the door?
Yeah, and that was like a Home Goods find. And that was a splurge because we're not like we don't splurge too much on stuff like that. I was like, this picture is like $300. And I loved it. Yeah. And I loved it. And I'm like, I'm doing it. I just bought it. And it's one of my most beloved pictures in the entire
where's
house.
That guy? Where's the guy painting the naked one? The naked
behind
guy.
Yeah.
Oh, him. How much is he?
He's a couple $100.
Less than the one in the room?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How? He's so much more fancy and bigger.
That's just how it goes. Your dad hates him.
I know.
I had him in our original apartment. When you were laying in bed, you could see him down the hallway. He was the creeper that you can see at the end of the hallway.
I know, it was creepy.
Okay, what else? What else you got?
Okay, was that two questions?
Mm-hmm.
This is my last one, I guess.
Okay, give me one more good one.
Okay, these are all like, what's your favorite question?
Okay.
What is your favorite guitar that you own? It can be not electric too.
So behind
can't include my guitar though.
Which one? The one that's my guitar that I gave you, or
no,
the
teal one.
Okay, the teal one.
That's broke, isn't it? Or did you fix it?
The red
it?
One? No, I've got to fix it. I still got to fix it. It just needs a.
I love that one. It's a well loved
one. Just
needs
a little
one.
Nut on
that. I still play it.
Plug in, yeah. I like all of them. I've got really. Mostly acoustic guitars, but I think my favorite, the first
is
like
the green one.
No. There's a green one over there.
Or is it your old one?
It's the older one that I've got. So I love
is it the one with the case in the garage.
I love Larry.
The one that came like the one that had the case in the garage.
Yeah. I love Larry V guitar. So way, way, way back when me and my buddies, we started a bit of like a folk bluegrass kind of band. And we played like around and about. This is when I was still living in.
Did you have your picks for it?
Yeah. I was still living in southwestern Virginia at the time and traveling around, working and doing stuff like that. But we played all over. And, you know, we played bars and coffee shops and everything else in between.
That's cool.
And, yeah, it was fun. But I mostly plucked around on old cheap acoustic guitars, you know. And eventually, and it was, this guitar is probably, God, I don't know how old the guitar is now. My dad got it for me.
Like 12 years old?
No, no, it's way, oh, yeah, more, way, way more than 12 years old. But I really wanted, I wanted a Larrivee in there, in a true John Larrivee guitar. You know, they're just gorgeous. They feel different. I mean, they smell different. They're just amazing guitars.
They smell different.
And my dad surprised me with one way back when I was a kid. And yeah,
because
I don't know, I was probably like 17.
Okay.
It's an old guitar. Yeah. And then I never find them. We go put around a guitar center, right? Every now and again. And then there was an old Larrivee hanging up on the wall. And I'm like, I haven't seen one in the wild, like ever. Someone had to buy one. So I ended up buying another one, which is, it's not nearly as good as the other one. But those are just amazing guitars. If you're a guitar player and you don't know about Larrivee, you should check them out. But there's Larrivees. I've got my old beat around guitars, old Yamahas. As far as cheap guitars go, you cannot beat a Yamaha acoustic. The green one is a Gretsch. I like it. I'm mostly a Fender guy. I like old Fender guitars. We wanted to make our Starting Points app so easy to use that you could use it anywhere. Even hanging off the back of a truck with a skateboard. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You go right into the app and you can ask more interesting, operationally curious questions no matter where you're at, on the fly, in the field, or on a skateboard.
Something I'd accept if I only had a place to stay. I said if you want us to get up and out of here, I think you're gonna have to do what you say. It's so pathetic.
Well, thanks for being here, Avery. We sit down, recorded a podcast. You've not been here in a minute. Tell everybody out there how old you are now. It's been a minute. 10. You're 10 years old.
I'm double digits.
Yep, you're going to be driving a car real soon.
You know how old Lily is? Half my age.
Yep, Lily's getting up there too, aren't you?
She's Lily? 5.
She's cute, man. You'll be driving a car in, what, 5.5 years? Learner's permit?
Oh, she's almost
about 5 years.
We got her in like 2020, didn't we?
You'll be graduating high school in about 8 years.
She's 5.
It's pretty wild. And middle school in about a year or so.
Oh, yeah.
You've got one more year and you'll be in middle school. Yep.
I could have been in 5th grade.
Any final words of wisdom for people out there, Avery, you want to share with them?
Wait. Okay, so when I said my favorite thing that I did in school, it's probably that the survival story I wrote. If you could give me a time where I could read it to them.
Like, we'll do that one day.
Give me a microphone. I could read it to them because my teacher still has it because she's grading them, like grading them final, yeah, putting the grades in. So once I get it back, you could set up a microphone and I can read
it. We'll do
it. I'll check if I have it. I think she did the final grading.
I still think you should write a kid's book.
I will try. I started on one.
I think
one,
that would be cool.
But then I didn't finish, so.
Yeah, you're great at writing.
I just need to find time for it.
I think it would be sweet if you wrote a kid's book. Any final words for people out there before we go DoorDash because we're starving?
Don't pick your hangnails.
Yep, you bleed. That's for sure. I get those too. Don't pick at them. Use the nail clippers.
Yep.
Anything else?
But don't for me, because I remember what happened before.
Yep. You got a little too close,
didn't
you?
I'm allergic.
What?
We're not allergic. It like triggered something or whatever.
The nail clipper?
Remember?
Are you talking about your toe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't allergic. You just got...
Not allergic. I didn't mean to
say
allergic.
You cut it a little too close and got a bit of a real hangnail. Yeah. Kind of... Bum toe for a minute, didn't you?
Just soak it in salt.
Oh, yeah. Epsom salt, I think, wasn't it?
Salt. Epsom salt.
All right. Say bye or say it. What did we say? Love you. Mean it. Bye, everybody.
This was The Hop Nerd by Sam Goodman.
Yeah, so next one we'll drag on Jarrell.
And with the special guest, Avery McGovern.
The second and final part of our Christmas extravaganza.
Part two, half episode.
We've done some Christmas extravaganzas in the past, and most of them have just been bringing on people. And we were thinking, I was like, man, that'd be cool. Just Avery, we'll do Avery and Jarrell. We would do all of us at once, but.
His Slay the Day candle.
Slay the Day, yeah.
That's
Slay
my
the
favorite.
Day, yeah. But yeah, so stick around. Next episode coming out next week. This should be coming out right around Christmas, either right before Christmas Eve, something like that. So if you're listening to this on Christmas Eve, stop. I guess you're already at the end now, but go spend some time with folks that you love and care about. Yeah, and have
Merry
a
Merry Christmas.
Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Look out for the episode from Jarrell. We're gonna get the heck out of here and start wrapping gifts and. Cooking and having all kinds of Christmas fun. So until next time, you ready, Avery? You want to say it?
Which one?
Love you. Mean it.
Mean it.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hot Nerd Podcast, the Hot Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehotnerd.com or send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.